this presidential election campaign. And joining the conversation with us now is Charles Franklin, a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin and also the director of the Big Ten poll. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning.
So what did your Big Ten poll find?
Well, what we mostly find is that people do hold racial views, but they don't necessarily vote dichotomously based on those views. In your introduction to the piece, you kept talking about racist views, and that reflects the assumption that this is a dichotomous and very powerful distinction between people. Instead, what we see is people are perfectly capable of holding negative views or negative stereotypes, if you will, of African Americans in particular, and yet a significant fraction of those people will still vote for Barack Obama in particular. We find about 20% of people who, of whites, who hold particularly negative views of blacks as using race as an excuse for bad behavior is the particular question. Nonetheless, about 20-25% of those folks still willing to vote for Barack Obama. And the flip side of that, of the people who most strongly disagree with the idea that African Americans use race as an excuse, about the same percentage, 20%, voting for John McCain.
Huh. There's been so much talk about the Bradley effect, right? The notion that when you look at the polls, people are not telling the truth, that whites are telling pollsters that they'd be willing to vote for Barack Obama or any black candidate for that matter, and then actually not do it when they turn up at the voting place, which is why they call it the Bradley effect, related to a mayoral race in Los Angeles many years ago. What's your take on the discussion and then the reality of what you've found?
Well, I think the evidence is that this is an obsession that maybe pollsters have because it keeps us up at night worrying about it, and certainly the media has in focusing on this as the subject to talk about race rather than other perhaps more substantive things to consider as important for race. The best evidence on this is a study that a postgraduate scholar at Harvard did, where he looked at 133 races, statewide races, in the last 30 years that involved a white candidate and a black candidate. Prior to 1996, he could find evidence of a so-called Bradley effect, that the black candidate did less well in the vote than they did in the polls going into it. But since 1996, that effect has been reduced. Also, if you look at the primary elections this spring, the Democratic primary, it didn't matter whether Obama or Clinton finished first.
Mm-hmm.
On average, their vote was higher than their pre-election poll. But if either of them finished second, they got almost exactly the vote that the pre-election polls said they would, on average. And so there's little evidence from the primary period that there was a Bradley effect. And perhaps the most celebrated example that's used to support it, New Hampshire, is ironic because Barack Obama got within 0.5% of the vote as the pre-election polls said he would. It was Hillary Clinton that outperformed her pre-election polls.
It was almost opposite of what you would have expected. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, because we don't have much time. In this election, issues trumping opinions that people have about race.
The economy. In the first half of September, we could find pretty strong effects of racial reservations. The economy crisis hits on September 15th, and in the second half of September, that effect seems to vanish.
Wow. Professor Charles Franklin, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Charles Franklin is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin and co-developer and contributor to pollster.com.
One thing we're going to know is at the end of this election, there's going to be a lot more known about the racial discussion in America. Here's your takeaway.
And anybody with a gun and a grievance sort of calls himself the Taliban.
That's Anand Gopal, an Afghanistan correspondent with the Christian Science Monitor, talking about the Taliban. Our website, thetakeaway.org, has information about everything you've heard on the program and also race as a decisive factor. That's the debate on thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.